When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey everybody, hey, welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast. Today. This is a show where we discuss the critical crossroads that shape SpaceX, Tesla, X, The Boring Company, and Neuralink. And I'm your host, Will Walden. One more thing before we start. Google Podcasts is being discontinued by Google. So if you want to continue getting episodes of the Elon Musk podcast, please check us out over at YouTube Music. Search us out over there, and that's where you'll be able to find our podcast through Google products. Thank you so much for understanding. I had no control over this. Google pulled the Google Podcast app off of Android, and I want to let you know where to continue finding the show. Over at YouTube Music, search for Elon Musk Podcast. The U.S. Congress has recently passed a bill that may lead to a nationwide ban on TikTok, posing a significant challenge to the platform's operations in the United States. This legislation, now awaiting President Joe Biden's signature, mandates that TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, to divest its interest within 270 days under threat of prohibition from U.S. app stores and internet hosting services. This development is part of a larger foreign aid package supporting Israel and Ukraine, which is a strategic move likely to expedite the process. Now, the bill's journey began earlier this year and has seen various iterations. Initially approved by the House in March, it stalled in the Senate until House Republicans attached it to the crucial foreign aid package. This strategic bundling was designed to ensure a Senate vote on the TikTok matter, leveraging the urgency and importance of the foreign aid to pass through the potentially contentious issue. Now, President Biden, who has previously expressed support for measures against TikTok, is expected to sign the bill into law promptly. The updated legislation provides TikTok a slightly longer period to secure a sale and grants the White House more influence over the process. If enacted, the 270-day countdown for TikTok to find a new owner would commence. Now, should the deadline pass without a sale, TikTok will face severe restrictions in the U.S., including removal from app stores and a ban on receiving hosting services. This would effectively halt any new downloads and significantly disrupt ongoing access to the app services. The president does have the authority to extend the deadline by an additional 90 days if he deems sufficient progress has been made towards a sale. Now, the backdrop to this legislative action includes broader concerns about data privacy and national security, specifically regarding the potential for foreign interference. TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, is under scrutiny due to fears that its compliance with Chinese law might obligate it to share user data with the Chinese government. And TikTok has publicly opposed the legislation, declaring its intention to challenge the bill in court if it's signed into law. And the company argues that the ban would violate free speech rights and harm small businesses that rely on the platform for their operations. A legal challenge could delay any immediate effects of the law, potentially over several years. Now, the bill's implications reach beyond just corporate affairs, though. Experts in constitutional law suggested that banning TikTok might infringe on America's First Amendment rights. These rights protect the access to information and media from overseas, which could make the ban vulnerable to legal challenges. Now, the bill's passage also illustrates the use of legislative strategies to address issues that intertwine technological concerns with geopolitical tensions. And by attacking the TikTok sale mandate to a foreign aid package, legislators ensured both expedited passage and alignment with broader national priorities. Now, the situation is complicated by international regulations, particularly Chinese laws governing algorithm export controls which could impede the sale of TikTok or its operational capabilities. China has shown reluctance to allow the sale of TikTok's algorithm, critical to the app's success, potentially derailing efforts to divest as required. This legislative effort comes amidst a broader international reaction to concerns over privacy and data security associated with Chinese apps. And similar actions have taken place in other countries, notably India, which banned TikTok and several other apps following geopolitical tensions with China. Now, the discourse around TikTok's potential ban intersects with larger discussions about technology's role in society and governance. And while the app is celebrated for fostering creativity and connectivity, it also raises questions about the control and the flow of information, highlighting the challenges of regulating global technology platforms within national frameworks. This ban has stimulated significant public and political debate, reflecting differing perspective on the balance between national security and free expression. Supporters argue the necessity of the ban to protect national interests, while opponents caution against infringing on civil liberties and stifling technological innovation. And the bill's political implications are also notable, especially considering its timing relative to upcoming elections. And the ban's enactment after the 2024 election suggests a strategic consideration of its impact on voters, particularly younger demographics who are prolific users of the platform.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Now, discussions in Congress have highlighted the tension between economic interests and national security concerns, with some legislators emphasizing the need to mitigate risks without stifling technological advancement and economic opportunities associated with platforms like TikTok. And political figures have used the issue to mobilize specific voter bases. And this is technology, politics, and public opinion melding together. The debate over TikTok's future in the U.S. encapsulates its broader concerns about the influence of digital platforms on public discourse and democracy. Beyond the immediate legal and political ramifications, the TikTok case may influence future legislation and regulatory approaches to technology management, raises important questions about the ability of U.S. law to adapt to the complexities of global digital ecosystems and the interplay between technology and public policy. Now, this ongoing situation with TikTok serves as a case study in the intersection of technology, law, and geopolitics, and it provides a unique lens through which to view contemporary challenges in global digital governance. Hey, thank you so much for listening today. I really do appreciate your support. If you could take a second and hit the subscribe or the follow button on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on right now, I'd greatly appreciate it. It helps out the show tremendously, and you'll never miss an episode. And each episode is about 10 minutes or less to get you caught up quickly. And please, if you want to support the show even more, go to patreon.com/stage0. And please take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you tomorrow.